When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Welcome to the Cinema Gold Show. As always, I'm your host, Larry Lease. On today's episode, we're diving on to the latest headlines from around the industry. But first, we'd like to remind you, you can leave any comments you have in the comments section below. I'll be sure to read them and respond to them. And with that, let's dive into today's first topic. F1 the movie sped to the box office victory, but Megan 2.0 struggled right out of the gate. Excuse me. F1 the movie got off to a fast start at the box office, racing to a $55.6 million domestic debut and $88.4 million internationally for a global launch weekend of $144 million. However, fellow new release, Megan 2.0, struggled with a global debut of $17.158 million, down significantly on its predecessor. F1 the movie sees Brad Pitt drive F1 cars for real at top speeds, and is a rare box office hit for Apple. Indeed, F1 looks set to lap Apple's previous theatrical efforts at the box office, including Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon and Ridley Scott's Napoleon. I will be doing a review on F1 probably later this week, but for a general review of it, the movie itself follows the sports movie playbook almost perfectly, finding ways to be just that much better at nearly every stage of its lengthy 156-minute runtime, creating a super fun race car flick in the process that eventually finds its way to victory lane. Blumhouse's Megan 2.0 saw $10.2 million domestically and just $6.9 million internationally during launch weekend, which suggests the first Megan movie released in December 22, 2022, may have been a lightning in a bottle moment with its eventual $180 million global haul. Meanwhile, 28 years later is now up to $103 million globally, the highest of the franchise after two weekends. The live-action How to Train Your Dragon film is on an impressive $454.436 million globally. Apologies if I say this Pixar movie wrong, but Elio, which endured the worst opening in Pixar history last weekend, continues to struggle. After two weekends, it's on just $72.3 million, which I think people might not be on a urge to watch Pixar movies, but also you're releasing it when there's a handful of like big name movies like F1, Megan, what was the other one? How to Train Your Dragon. I would have waited to put Pixar when there's like not any competition at all. Disney will be delighted with the live action Lilo and Stitch movie, however. After just six weekends, it's grossed $946 million and remains on course to crack $1 billion at the box office, especially with the school holidays about to kick in. And for those keeping score, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is on 561.99 million after 6 weekends. Karate Kid Legends crossed 100 million at the global box office this weekend. Final Destination Bloodlines is on 283.3 million, and Sinners hit 368 million. So, with this topic, let me know, are you surprised by these numbers? Are you surprised that Megan's doing bad? And have you seen F1? Let me know what you thought of it. And with that, let's dive into our next topic. The best movie of the 21st century has been revealed. And if you can't guess by the image behind me, it's Parasite. Movie fans will always debate what the greatest film of each decade and each century is. But when over 500 of the most renowned filmmakers get together and put it to a vote, it's hard to argue with the results. And that's exactly what has happened. Some of Hollywood's most notable names have come together to finally answer the age-old question, what is the greatest film of the 21st century? The answer probably won't shock you. No, it's not Madame Web. The New York Times spoke to over 500 filmmakers, actors, and other notable people in Hollywood for a poll regarding the greatest movies of all time, alongside other categories like greatest Pixar film, best horror movie.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com. When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Participants were also asked to name the best movie of the 21st century. The list ranked the top 100 movies, which was filled with some phenomenal contenders. But at the end of the day, Bong Joon-ho's Parasite was crowned the undisputed winner. While Parasite held the top spot, the top 10 was filled with incredible movies that every film fan needs to watch at least once. So, under Parasite, you have Mulholland Drive at number 2, There Will Be Blood, In the Mood for Love, Moonlight at number 5, No Country for Old Men at 6, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind at 7, Get Out at number 8, Spirited Away at 9, and of course, at the bottom, at number 10, The Social Network. Even though cinema is an incredibly subjective topic, few will argue against the decision. Bong Joon-ho's multi-Oscar-winning thriller is often cited as one of the greatest movies of all time by film fans, so its place on this list is well-deserved, as well as giving the film the top spot. The New York Times also provided a very in-depth reason as to what made Parasite so special, saying, quote, "A tale of haves and have-nots, and a ferocious rebuke to the devastations of neoliberalism. Bong Joon-ho's pleasurably kinked and unsettling shocker follows a destitute family as it insinuates itself into a wealthy household. Bong, a master of genre unbound by convention, fluidly shifts between broad comedy and blistering social satire throughout then lights it all on fire with a paroxysm of tragic violence that's as stunning as it's inevitable. Whether you agree with Parasite being the greatest movie of the 21st century or not, it's hard to argue with the film's cinematic legacy. Directed, Parasite, which has become a firm favorite of genuine movie fans and film brothers across the globe, the South Korean film introduced a whole new wave of casual moviegoers to foreign language films, unless, of course, you watched it dubbed. But why would you do that? It also broke ground at the Oscars, becoming the first foreign language film to win Best Picture. The film follows two Korean families, the impoverished Kim family and the immensely wealthy Park family. When the youngest son in the Kim family is offered a job tutoring for the Parks, he sees it as an opportunity to get jobs for his entire family, sneaking them into any position available by any means necessary. So let me know what you thought of Parasite in the comment section below. And now on to our next topic. Audiences are actually upset with Squid Game Season 3. Squid Game Season 3 has arrived, and the reactions are perhaps not entirely what Netflix was hoping for. After the failed uprising and attempt to shut down the games in Squid Game Season 2's ending, Squid Game Season 3 picks up with a deadly iteration of hide and seek, and the protagonist is completely devastated by how things have turned out. Ji-hun has seemingly started to accept the frontman's nihilistic worldview, but he soon finds something to fight for again, which he gives his own life for in Squid Game Season 3's ending. However, audiences are now criticizing elements of the final season, ranging from the protagonist's death to other characters' tragic fates to the implication that the games will continue in America, established through Cate Blanchett's Squid Game cameo. Some viewers, such as X account Ashley NTS, are at least glad that they are not the only one who took issue with the ending, indicating that there are some problems with it that many people can perceive. Another X user pointed out the futility of the show concluding with Ji-hun's death when all he wanted was to stop the games. People are generally mad about their favorite Squid Game characters' deaths, particularly that Hyun-joo, the show's only major LGBTQ plus character, but user SEOKKIIE laments the death of the tight-knit and mutually protective trio of Hyun-joo, Jun-hee, and Kang Ishim. I know I'm butchering these names. Should have paid more attention. But Antagonist 4, another Twitter follower, highlights the horror of these deaths, underscores the show's theme of the cruel system of the games, where the rich exploit the poor. Getting mad may be natural, but it is somewhat inevitable in the series. Yim Si-won is a strong contender for the most hated character of Season 3, which, at Ran A-L-I-F can relate to, but also praises the actor who delivered on a story about how someone who thinks they mean well is entirely corrupted by the games. On the other hand, some people see Squid Game's final scene with Cate Blanchett not as a clever illustration of how the games recover, but as a cash grab for an American Squid Game, which I think it could work, but I also don't think it would work either, because it's like, it's unique to that specific world of Squid Games. Like, I don't think, if it started in America, I don't think it would have worked. So, you don't really need a Squid Games in America. Because, I mean, we had Hunger Games, if you want to think about it. Squid Game Season 3's Rotten Tomato scores also indicate that it is struggling to live up to the first two outings. Squid Game Season 2 and 3 were headed towards stronger fan reactions to character deaths when viewers had more time to get emotionally attached to this batch of characters. However, people's complaints about Squid Game Season 3 go beyond being upset about characters' deaths, which are admittedly a thematic cornerstone of the show. When the show ends so hopelessly and the games will go on, seemingly to justify the advent of David Fincher's English language Squid Game series, people will question what the point of it all was. However, this is far from the worst final season we've ever seen, or the biggest fallout to a disappointing finale. Squid Game's last season largely kept the action and stakes ramped up until the end, and even some lackluster final plot points are devastating enough to undo the impact this series had on Netflix. It is possible to argue that the deaths of Ji-hun and all the other players were necessary for this story. However, it does run the risk of feeling like a repeat of Squid Game Season 1, with only one survivor of the games. Again, this scenario hurts fans more than the second time around, because they had 6 months in between seasons of hoping that some of their favorites could still pull through. Additionally, when Squid Game doesn't really say whether there is ever any hope in fighting a system like this, I can see why people are upset. And now, we are going to talk about our sponsor for the day. And that is Hulu Plus Live TV. Let's talk about something we all deal with. Endless scrolling. You sit down, ready to watch something, and suddenly, you're 30 minutes deep into previews with nothing to show for it. That's where Hulu Plus Live TV changes the game. With Hulu Plus Live TV, you're not just getting next day access to all your favorite shows and Hulu originals like The Bear, Only Murders in the Building, or The Handmaid's Tale. You're also getting over 95 live channels. We're talking sports, news, must-watch cable TV like ESPN, CNN, FX, TNT, and all your local stations. Whether it's Monday Night Football, the latest episode of The Bachelorette, or breaking news, you've got it all in one place. Plus, the best part, no more switching apps. Hulu Plus Live TV lets you pause live shows, record with unlimited DVR, and jump right back into anything you missed. That means less time stressing, more time watching. And if you're a Disney Plus and ESPN Plus fan, you're covered. Hulu Plus Live TV now comes bundled with both at no extra cost. You get live sports, exclusive movies, and every episode of your favorite series without needing three subscriptions. So ditch the cable box, say goodbye to input switching, and get all your live and on-demand content under one roof. Hulu Plus Live TV is the smarter, easier way to watch. Start your subscription today using the link in the description and experience TV the way it should be. That's Hulu Plus Live TV. Live sports, breaking news, your favorite shows, all in one place. And with that, let's dive into our next topic. Steven Spielberg is ready to direct a Western, something that's eluded him for all these decades. Steven Spielberg is one of the most famous and critically acclaimed directors of all times, with masterpieces like Jaws, E.T., and Jurassic Park. The filmmaker revolutionized many genres. The filmmaker has mostly dabbled in sci-fi and adventure, but he's also switched to humanistic issues, including war dramas and terrorism. However, one genre in particular has eluded him, Western. During an event in his honor at Universal Pictures, Steven Spielberg told The Hollywood Reporter whether he has plans to retire, and also revealed that he'd like to make a Western. The filmmaker was honored with a state-of-the-art theater in his name at the Universal Pictures lot. The event included many stars, including NBC Universal's Donna Langley, Comcast CEO Brian Roberts, and several actors like John Travolta, Vin Diesel, Seth Rogen, Dakota Fanning, Jeff Goldblum, and Jeff Cohen, as well as filmmakers like John Chu, Daniels, and Kevin Williamson. During his career, Universal has been there for him. And the filmmaker described his current state as a rebirth. And, quote, "I don't mean Jurassic World Rebirth opening July 2nd, the filmmaker joked, referring to the new entry in the blockbuster franchise he created, in which he's still very involved. Quote, "I mean the rebirth of the belief in the people that work as a family, as a community, as a team to make good things happen." During his speech, the filmmaker also revealed his plans for the future. "I'm making a lot of movies, and I have no plans ever to retire." This sounds similar to critically acclaimed director Clint Eastwood, who is 95, also has no plans to retire. Among his many movies, the filmmaker told the outlet that he'd love to have a try at the Western genre. He shares he still has an appetite for a Western, which he hopefully will do someday. It's something that's eluded him for all these decades. The filmmaker hadn't previously tackled musicals, and he managed to crack it in 2021 with the West Side Story remake. The special event came a few days after the 50th anniversary of Jaws, a film that turned Spielberg into a massive director. The creature feature had also been a collaboration with Universal. So what's next for Steven Spielberg? The filmmaker has been busy with his top-secret film. There are a few details about his upcoming project, but it was previously described as a UFO film. The screenwriter revealed recently that filming on the top-secret project ended, finished shooting about 3 weeks ago. They didn't give away any important details, but the director praised Spielberg's, or writer praised Spielberg's directorial efforts, saying, quote, "What he does so brilliantly is he combines a vast spectacle with really honest human emotion. Unlike, I think, any other director, it's a very emotional experience, this movie." And the cast includes Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth, Coleman Domingo, and Wyatt Russell. The director is also a producer on the upcoming Jurassic World Rebirth, Netflix's murder mystery, The Thursday Murder Club, and the upcoming Gremlins 3. Let me know in the comments section below, what do you think is Spielberg's best movie to date? And I know he's done a lot, but I gotta go with Jaws. Like, it's just a classic. And now on to our next topic. Oh, shit. Megan 2.0 has critics and audiences divided after an underwhelming debut. The killer doll is back. After the massive success of the first installment, the robotic doll is back in Megan 2.0. But the highly anticipated sequel didn't exactly receive the same warm welcome as its predecessor. Universal and Blumhouse's Megan was an unexpected horror hit and received praise for its campiness, humor, and horror. The sequel brought the same team back, but it didn't have the same impact, especially with Megan 2.0 leaning more into action territory than horror. However, after its release in theaters, Megan 2.0 has critics and audiences divided on Rotten Tomatoes, with the sequel earning a rotten score from the critics, but a better one than the original from the audience. Megan 2.0 debuted with a positive score, but barely, 61%. As more reviews came in, the sequel struggled to keep its fresh badge, and it now holds a rotten score of 58% out of 144 reviews. The critics believe that the change from horror to action doesn't prove to be an upgrade, although the sequel maintains its humor. However, Megan 2.0 received positive reviews from the audience, with an even higher score than the original. Megan 2.0 has an 84% approval score from moviegoers. Some people believe the sequel was better than the first entry, and one person argued that they wish, quote, it was rated R so they could really lean into the horror or action elements. The audience also praised the humor, which translated well from the original to the sequel, and praised the nice plot twist. The audience didn't mind the shift towards action, and even praised the fact that it had lots of action and a great storyline. The reviews called it fun and entertaining and worth watching in theaters. The scores are much different than 2023's Megan. The original had a certified fresh 93% score from the critics, who absolutely loved it, and an encouraging 78% from the audiences. Despite Megan's finale, where Gemma destroyed Megan, the sequel brings the doll back with an upgrade. Gemma had to build Megan again when a military robot, built based on Megan's stolen technology, is attempting an AI takeover. cast returns, including Allison Williams, Violet McGraw, Jemaine Clement, with Amy Donald physically portraying Megan, with Ivana Sokno playing the new robot Amelia. Megan 2.0 is also not living up to expectations at the box office. The sequel has a lower opening weekend than the first film, projected to make only $20 million during its first 3 days. The original had a $30.4 million opening, ended up grossing $181.7 million globally, a huge feat considering its $12 million budget. And with that, our next topic. Matt Reeves has shared a massive update on The Batman 2. Big news has been revealed for the upcoming sequel to The Batman after a major release date delay. It now appears that the film is finally on track to be shot with a screenplay now completed. On Instagram, director and co-writer Matt Reeves shared a new image of what appears to be a completed screenplay for The Batman Part 2. In the background, Reeves can be seen with writing partner Mattson Tomlin, and the caption adds, "Partners in Crime." The photo has quickly gone viral, with fans expressing their excitement. As it was well known that the big holdup on the sequel was that the screenplay still had yet to be completed. The Batman Part 2 was officially announced in April 2022, following the success of the first film, which was released the previous month, with over $772 million made at the box office. The project was subjected to multiple delays before ultimately landing on a release date of October 1st, 2027. This will make the wait for the sequel about 5.5 years. James Gunn even defended the wait for the screenplay, saying, "Listen, we're supposed to get a script in June. I hope that happens. We feel really good about it. People should get off Matt's nuts, because it's like, let the guy write the screenplay and the amount of time he needs to write it. That's just the way it is. He doesn't owe you something because you like his movie. I mean, you like his movie because of Matt. So let Matt do things the way he does." Further stressing his support for Reeves' creative process, James Gunn then added, "I'm irritated by people. I mean, it's just that thing people don't need to be entitled about. It's going to come out when he feels good about the screenplay. And Matt's not going to give me the screenplay till he feels good about the screenplay." Robert Pattinson will return as Bruce Wayne. The actor previously joked about the length between the films, teasing that he was going to be old Batman by the time The Batman Part 2 was released. He also teased to Extra TV, "Matt is a very careful writer, but I finally know what it's about. It's very cool, and I'm very excited." The Batman Part 2 will be released in movie theaters on October 1st, 2027. The original film is currently streaming on Prime Video and Max. And of course, let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. If you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee by scanning the QR code right there, or just go to buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, your support is very much appreciated. Goes right back into this channel. Help us upgrade our equipment, bring a new host, and eventually take this show on the road. As always, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, Good Pods, Amazon, Spotify, anywhere you get your podcast from. And if you're listening on Spotify, please consider leaving us a review. And of course, with that, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. Take care.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.